Ian Schulz, what is the deal with Wired Magazine's obsession with androids? This is one of the computer-related obsessions that I frankly don't get. Maybe it's a gamer thing. Here's the quote from the blurb in Wired's September 2000 issue for its latest jewel fest over the glamour of amputation. Quote, when you reach for a hand to hold, that hand may well be a thermoplastic animatron, enlivened by a network intelligence increasingly indistinguishable from our own, unquote. I have to admit, I didn't read the article. That blurb pretty much stopped me in my reading tracks. Who the hell wants this? Say you're going for a walk on the beach. Do you want the calloused yet strangely tender hand of a lover? Or the hand of a thermoplastic animatron? I rest my damn case. I mean, yeah, you could probably program a facsimile of that experience, as well as sex, dying, eating, and anything else, but isn't that a lot of money to spend on something you can get for free? If you, you know, get out of the cube once in a while? Some segments of the Wired community are enamored of virtual prostitutes. That is, they've turned the idea of paying for sex, formerly a seedy activity, into a seedy activity that has had the seeds removed. What is this glee in disposing of our bodies? The idea that the computer can become our bodies. Why would you want this? Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Or not, depending on your personal beliefs. But still, it's there. It ain't broke. Don't fix it. I know you're engineers, but good grief. Your hand is more than just a thing that tightens bolts, you know. It's more than a simple data entry machine. Your hand has fingers. And look at your partner there, naked in the moonlight. Oh, you don't have a partner? Well, imagine one. Don't program it yet. I gotta go.